Poor Papa's a tale, so Ochot Bechal the Guzra, Gomon a Glee Kazim with Yeshish, Mito is all a Kazim Raisin Balas of Yeshish Yisachar. So we explained what in what the significance is, etc. The Hashko is Bechal Zalv, and they gave to drink in silver and gold tablets. The Kalim, Mikalim Shoyim, which I guess literally means various Kalim. Yin Malchus Rav, it was Yin Malchus. And it was Malchus Dikayain Rav, a lot of it. Kiyara Melech, as generous as the king. So first of all, the guy wants to know, why does it say, first it says that they use golden cups. Then it says, and different types of cups. Well, the golden goblet is going to be more choshev than any other goblet, right? So what are you adding by saying, Bekelim, Mekelim, Shoinim? So Rashi says it means Mishunim Zemizeh, that what each one is kind of different than the next. Right? Each one's kind of different than the next. The Goyin says Pirish, ki komi sheshasa b'kois pamachas, lohay sheshasa oi b'kazeh, alay nesu l'kazacher. That once you drink out of that cup, that was it. Once you drink out of that cup was gone. There's no more cup to be found. Like, you know, sometimes you got a shmorg in the middle eating, and by the time you put your plate down to turn around, it's gone. Right? So the cups were made out of gold and they were being cleared off the table, like whisked away. The Yin Malchus, meaning, what's Yin Malchus? Yin Malchus is Yain Toy Vyakar Ma'oid, Shain Shaisin El Malachim. Rav, it was a lot. Kiara Melch Pierce, Kamosh Nasin Malach Yain Harbik, Kadesh Yivra Lai Eze Yishte, Kachinus Malach Avachim. What does it mean? It's as widespread as the Yad HaMelech. Meaning, when you go into the king, you don't offer him just one type of wine. You offer many types of vino, so that he can choose. So it was a lot of choices. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk, and then we'll get to the Derech HaRembes if we have a chance. Vashasiya Kados, and the Shasia was the proper way. Ein oynes, no one was forced. Kichin yisar amel, because that was the idea of the king. Al kol rab beisoy, on everyone in charge. Lasses kutzon yisrish, that they should do what everyone wants. Zek the goyin. Mefarsh b'gemara, kadas shal Torah. When it means kadas was k'tayra, ma das shal Torah, achila merubim mishtia, it means that whatever they drank, it was only kados shal Torah, meaning to say it was less than what they ate. V'niya hine gemara hine move on klal v'rashi zal dochi chesas mufar shekhal mizbeach v'niya dochi pirusha v'niya dochi pirusha the amru kachi darker shal Torah has v'melach toichal.
What is the karbanis? That's the karbanis. There's always more.
What? No, he said, right. In other words, the achilas mizbeach is always more than the shtias mizbeach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it should have just said kedas shel karbonis. Why does it say kedas shel Torah? So he's up to going. It means kadarker shel Torah. Pas b'melach teichol. Mayim b'masura atishte. Masuri yachem b'shloisha b'shloisha belog u'katan moyam. Achil u'nasu shir. El kodem mashroitze. Okay, so kados means kadash al Torah. That's a pas b'melach toichal. You got to eat. Wouldn't say how much, but drinking should be less than eating. Why is it only talking about shesia? Teres is kadash al Torah. Okay, so because otherwise it's a pretty good aura. Why doesn't it say anywhere in why does it talk about anywhere in the Megillah? About the food. It only talks about the drink. It only talks about the drink. It doesn't talk about the food. Right? So either you say vice says the drink is more important than the food. Shlomi knows what I'm talking about. Or no, the food is more important than the drink, but it doesn't have to say about the food. Because if there's this much drink, just imagine how much food there is. Ain oines pirish, ki derech ha'su'uzah shekol echad doichek es chaver lishtois maher. Everyone forces each other to drink. Because because can you finish your cup? Because I want you to use your cup. Okay, something like that. Here, there was enough to go around, so you didn't have to force people. Okay. Last is Ketan Ish Va'ish. B'medrash Amru. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ata Amayt Last is Ketan Ish Va'ish. Ani Etein. Shnei Anoshim. Shetemal Ritzayinam. V'heim Mordechai V'hamar. Mordechai Ish. Yehudi V'haman Ish Sar V'ayiv. They're both called Ish. Last is Ketan Mordechai V'hamar. So what does it mean that Hashem is doing this? Last is Ketan Mordechai V'hamar. How Kadosh controls the world. And Hashem can control the labor of a person to perform the miracle that he wishes. The You see how what he did made no sense with Achash, with because what was the whole purpose of this thing? Make everyone the goodwill, make everyone feel good. Last is concerned Ish. What do you do at the end? I want to bring out Vashti Malka, but that's not concerned. So are you doing the rats of the people, or you're not doing the rats of the people?
I think it was because there was the rutzen of everybody here to bring out lashes.
No, he. Because so it shows how much it was a nace that Hashem made to put into Ahasuerus's mind this absurdity of forcing his wife to come out. Because you see that the whole purpose of the party was last year's concern, Ish. So if he could go and stoop so low to even avoid doing return by of his wife, must be that it was just a nace. Otherwise, it makes no sense. Okay. Now, Dr. Derek Harem is over here. He says, why did we get into drinking? Because we just talked about all the gold and silver, right? So we talked about all the gold and silver, and we discussed this before. That one may think that if you have somebody, there's two types of Yetzer Hara. It's Nofutz, Bechol Sifrei Agro, as there's two types of Yetzer Hara. There's the Yetzer Hara of the Nefesh, there's the low Yetzer Hara of looking for filling your tibis. And then there's the Yetzer Hara of Ruach. You have to find it. I'm explaining.
No, that's fine.
The Yetzer Hara of Ruach. What's the Yetzer Hara of Ruach? The Yetzer Hara of Ruach is the more refined Yetzer Hara of the world. Running after gold, silver, Oysher, Kovod. So the Yetzer Hara is running after all the gold and all the silver. So you think, okay, he moved on. He's done. He's done with the simple Yetzer Hara. Now he's already a more chashuv person. The low things don't. I'm not into that. Look, I have some basic needs. I need to fly first class. I'm not one of those low guys. Zuck the Gemara, zuck the pasuk. The hashkois b'chleis off. You take all that gold and you know what to do with it? Just get drunk. At the end, and this is the Gra says it also in the Agadot of Sabbat Beatuna, that if you have someone that runs after the ruach, but never focused on fixing their nefesh, they will end up being one running after tithing. So that's what it's saying. Oh, you got klezav. Oh, Mahashka is klezav. You're doing it just to get drunk. I'm putting that into these words of the Gra. Shema toimer b'yoyse misava l'kesef uzav eino misava l'shtia l'kach omer b'hashkos b'chlei zav. That's how I'm explaining that line. Okay? It's a good shot. Then it says v'hashkos b'chlei zav v'kelim shoyanim, that basically the Yetzer Hara shows you different faces all the time. Ditzara, Pamim, Maraloi, Panim. What's the Lashon? Par Maraloi, Panim, Kizokin, Par Maraloi, Kaman,
Oh,
Panim,
yeah.
Kitzar. The Ditzara could take on different forms. So I think that's what the Hashkas Mechlezava, Kalim, Kalim, Shining. Malchus Rav, Kiara Melech. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara Darshan, what does Rav mean? Every person drank wine that was older than he was. That every person the Yitzhara comes to you, the Yitzhara has more experience than you are. Never think that you're done battling the Yitzhara. The Yitzhara is one step on you, is one step ahead, and it will always be there. Unbelievable. Unbelievable flow over here. Okay? Then when it says, Hashasiya Kados Ein Oines, Zokt the Gra. And then when a person does that here, you know what they say? I was forced into it. No. Hashasiya Kados Ein Oines. You never, Yetzirah doesn't force you. Why? Hashem made the Yitzhara there. It's strong. It's a strong Yitzhara can pull you. But at the end, it's Lasso's Kitzon Ish V'Ish. At the end, you're doing it in your own Ratzon. You're not doing it because the Yitzhara forced you. Ain Shiyefate. The Yitzhara tries to give it to you. So what are you doing at the end? You're doing the Ratzon, your own Ratzon. You're doing your Ratzon. You have to. Yitzhara can never convince you, can never force you to do something you don't want to do. So as strong as Yitzhara is, you're in full control. And that's what the Gemara means according to the Gra. Lasses Kitzon Ish V'Ish. Lasses Kitzon Mordechai V'Haman. Meaning, this is not forcing you to do it. If you want to be like Mordechai, you'll be like Mordechai. You want to be like Haman, you'll end up like Haman. Last is Kitzayin Ish Vayish. Unbelievable. Shad. Okay, Shkarach, I'm going to say.
I actually just saw something over here that was the